الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز العليم غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers This is one of the verses of the Quran Sharif, the first verses of Surah Hamim, which is also known as Surah Ghafir and Surah Mu'min. One of the first Hamims of the seven Hamims of the Quran Sharif. I discussed some aspects of this verse and I brought to your attention the reason for discussing this verse. That after the tsunamis and after all the other destruction that has taken place around the world, around the globe, not only the disbelievers, not only the people who belong to the Christian faith or Jewish faith or other faiths, but even those who are believers in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they began to doubt the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. They began to doubt the existence of Allah Ta'ala. And they begin to harbor such kind of thoughts which are destructive to their iman. Even believers began to say, how can Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, na'uzu billah, be so merciless? Now how can the person even remain a Muslim after making a statement of that kind? But when they are watching the destruction, thousands and thousands of people, 150 to 200,000 people wiped out, large numbers of babies and children, and also in the other countries wherever there were disasters, so they begin to have these kind of doubts. So I was bringing to your attention this verse of the Quran Sharif in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after mentioning that the Quran Sharif was revealed by Allah Ta'ala Himself, I'm not giving you the translation, I'm giving you just the general import of the verses. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself revealed the Quran Sharif. He is Aziz and He is Aleem, exalted in might and He is all-knowing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, although He is exalted in might, that does not mean that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala just makes any kind of decision with regards to anything. In other verses you'll find Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Hakim. Allah Ta'ala is all wise. He knows when to do, what to do. And whatever He does, there's nothing in it but goodness for those people. There's nothing but goodness. Even in His azab and in His punishment, there is goodness. Goodness for the believers that they are awakened to reality. That we cannot continue with a life of sins. We cannot continue with a life of disobedience and expect Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to continue showering His favors and bounties. So it will bring them onto the path of Tawbah. And for those who were enemies of Islam, enemies of Allah Ta'ala, enemies of the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, for those who were propagating the evils, and they were disbelieving in Allah Ta'ala, so then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wipes them out. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala after that mentions the people of the past and even in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala says that those people only argue. To refute the truth, they bring about false arguments. Those who disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. That is their sifat, that is their quality, that is their attribute, that is their characteristic, that they disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala, so they will bring about false arguments, and they will try to refute the truth. And Allah Ta'ala says, all of them, right from the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, each and every community, each and every group who opposed the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala of that particular time, they all plotted, they planned, and it was their desire to assassinate, to eliminate that Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, to seize him, to persecute him, to torture him, and if they can help it, then as I said, to eliminate him. And they all tried to suppress the deen of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, instead of that, I seized them. They were thinking of seizing my Nabi and suppressing the deen, but instead I seized them. Allah Ta'ala sent azab on the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. They were cheating in business. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed the people of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, of Fir'aun's people, and so many other anbiya of the past. When the people disobeyed them, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala finally sent his azab and wiped them out. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is also given some kind of assurance and consolation that you don't have to be worried and concerned. They think that they will extinguish the light of Nubuwwat. They think that they will extinguish the light of the Quran Sharif. They think that they will extinguish the light of this Mubarak Deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. So, but you don't have to be concerned about their plans and their plotting and their planning. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will seize them just as He seized those people of the past. When they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala and they made kufr, they made rejection. But after all that, the purpose of bringing these verses to your attention was this. Before we go there, there's one more thing that Allah Ta'ala mentions. فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. Now that is again another thing that really impresses everyone. Allah Ta'ala says that don't be deceived by their travel around through the lands. That these people, they are traveling from here to Syria and they're traveling in different parts of the world. He says, don't let that deceive you. And this is something that deceives us too. That when we find people traveling throughout the world, from America to China to England and Europe and every part of the world, and they are touring and they are visiting and they are enjoying themselves in the brothels and the prostitute quarters and with the discos and cinemas and rave clubs, and they have chains of mistresses and illicit beloveds, and yet Allah Ta'ala seems to be pouring His bounties upon them, it seems, it appears like that. So the believers also sometimes they get dazzled when they look at all these things. If you have to go down to Cape Town and go to the Bantry Bay side, then to whom does all those buildings belong? Most of them are belonging to those who have got nothing to do with Islam, nothing to do with Deen. And they have been declared in the Quran Sharif as enemies of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But yet, those gold mines and those diamond mines and everything seems to be belonging to them. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't let this dazzle you, don't let this deceive you. This is just for a temporary period of time that they are being given all these things. If a person is a believer and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving him ni'mats and bounties and he's using it correctly also, then it is ni'm al mal. It's very good wealth. But we are talking about those who are rejecting Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dushmano ko aishab o gil diya, aur dosto ko apna dard e dil diya. Dushmano ko aishab o gil diya, aur dosto ko apna dard e dil diya. Unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili, humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. Unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili, humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. Dushmano ko aishab o gil diya, everything made of the earth and water. Everything of the earth, whether it's cars, whether it's aeroplanes, whether it's private jets, or whether it's those huge buildings, whatever you see with your eyes, in the hands of those who are the enemies of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those who disbelieve, reject, and they are enjoying themselves. So He says, Dushmano ko aishab o gil diya, let them enjoy themselves in all those things. doston ko apna dard dil diya, but those who are the friends of Allah tabaraka wa taala, Allah taala gave that muhabbat and that love in their hearts. Where can that ashabo gil compare with that which they enjoy in their hearts? Because they have got the khaliq of jannat in their hearts. How many times you must have heard mana ke meer gulshan jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq jannat liye hue. O meer, I know that the gardens of jannat are far away. First the person will have to pass away, then it is alam e barzakh, then on the day of qiyamah he has to go past the pul sirat, and then when he will enter jannat with Allah Ta'ala's mercy, then only he will enjoy the gardens of jannat. So we know that the gardens of jannat are far away, but the arif of Allah, the one who has recognized his Allah, the one who has recognized his creator, the one who has submitted himself to the will and the desire and the wish of his creator, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes into their hearts. So the khaliq of jannat, the creator of those gardens, comes into their hearts. And when Allah ta'ala comes into those hearts, then nothing in the world, no matter what value man may have placed on those items, but in comparison with that love of Allah ta'ala which is in their hearts, because when the creator himself is in the hearts, then what is the value of all those other things? He will make use of everything, because it is a world of means. So it doesn't mean a person who's got love for Allah Ta'ala, now he won't make use of anything. But he will make use of every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala in a manner that is pleasing to the giver of those ni'mats. Unfortunately, today we make use of the ni'mats, we make use of the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, the gifts of Allah Ta'ala. But we forget the giver of those gifts and we disobey Allah using those very bounties of His. And that is what is bringing disaster in our lives. So He says, Dushmano ko ae shabo gil diya, aur dosto ko apna dard dil diya, unko tufan, unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili. Whilst they are on the shores, but yet their hearts are facing a restlessness. The storms, even though they are on the shore, they are not in the midst of the ocean being lashed by storms, they are on the shore. But unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili. What have they got in their lives, even on the shores? All those people who talk and brag about how many illicit beloveds they have, and how much of haram they engage in and indulge in. What is the end result? Those people who are following newspaper articles and other articles of singers and dancers and musicians, and all kinds of people who attracted millions of audiences. What is the end result? What kind of happiness do they have in their lives? Take even the kings and the prince and the princesses. What kind of happiness do they have in their lives? Go and spend 20 days in the company of some prince. Go and spend it in the company of Prince Charles. Say, I've come to spend 20 days in your sohbat to benefit from your company, so that I may get some sukoon in my life. Or those who are addicted over music, go Michael Jackson sohbat and tell him that I have come to spend some time in your company so that I can get some sukoon and peace and tranquility in my life. And then go and spend few days in the company of those who are the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and see how your depression all flies away there. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given them even on the shores restlessness, anxieties, worries, problems of a kind that they cannot face, and therefore they contemplate suicide. And many of them don't only contemplate, but they really commit suicide. In spite of everything in their hands, but restlessness, anxieties and worries. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them restlessness even on the shores. They get storm although they are on the shores. Or hum ko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. And although we are in the midst of the ocean being lashed by storms, all kinds of trials, tests, tribulations, how much of torture they underwent. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. How much of difficulties. 3 solid years boycotted and ostracized. 3 solid years. The Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being amongst them. We would have said, what kind of a Nabi of Allah ta'ala? We thought that the moment you make dua, we get released from every kind of difficulty. And we would have left the Nabi of Allah ta'ala in lurch. But not one companion of the Prophet ever complained that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are promising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with us, then where is that mercy of Allah ta'ala? Because even in those difficulties, those trials and those hardships, they were enjoying a kind of connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What do we know about that connection? As I mentioned the other night, that we all talk about connection. And one family member of mine who sells these telecom cards and other cards, I told him, mashallah, there's nothing wrong, it's halal rizq. But you are also talking about connection, and we are also talking about connection. But your connection is such that first of all you have to pay a lot of money to buy those cards. And then whilst you're speaking, they say, ran out of time. Then you say, there's no signal. Then you say, the line is busy. And then you say, suddenly all those cards which you have, the company went bankrupt, so all cancelled. And the connection we talk about, it is available any time, every time, 24 hours of the day. Raise your hands before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Any part of the day or night, and there's no such thing as line is busy or engaged. There's no such thing as kingdom gone bankrupt of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's no such thing as you're running out of air time. There's no such thing as any payment also. And then again you are asking and you are getting connected with one who doesn't send you any bills, but at the same time, in fact, he rewards you. Which company, after you have made the telephone call, you spend 20 rands or 50 rands, then they say, because you made a 50 rand call, so we'll give you 1,000 rand in return. And look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we are also talking about connection. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, that these people who are traveling about on the lands, through the lands they are moving from this end to that end, doing this business deal that side and another one that side, and tying up millions and millions of rands and dollars and pounds of deals. And then they are enjoying themselves in all the haram pleasures. Then don't let that dazzle you. Don't let that deceive you. It is only for a temporary period of time. But again I repeat that for the believers, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses a believer with wealth, with good health, with good children, and with everything of the best, then that is a bounty of Allah ta'ala. Make shukr, Allah ta'ala will increase it. But we are talking about those people who are rejecting. But all that was to bring you to the major and the main point, that those who are having doubts that has Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lost that compassion, is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala no more merciful? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says with regards to this, that besides other things that have been mentioned, now we come to Allah ta'ala says, Allazina yahmiluna al-arsh. Those angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who are carrying the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this does not mean Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sitting on some arsh. We say the masjid is the house of Allah ta'ala, so it doesn't mean Allah ta'ala is residing here. We say the Kaabatullah Sharif is the house of Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't mean Allah Ta'ala is sitting inside the Kaaba Sharif. What it means, the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is being cast in abundance on these particular things that have been mentioned. So we believe in the arsh, but the haqiqat of that Allah Ta'ala knows himself. But those angels, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and those around, what do they do? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They praise Him. They read tasbih of Allah ta'ala. They make hamd of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They believe in Allah ta'ala. And then, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And they make istighfar. They seek forgiveness for those who are believers. Now imagine Allah ta'ala Himself appoints those angels who are the closest to Him. Allah ta'ala is appointing them to make istighfar, to seek forgiveness for those who have believed in Allah Ta'ala. Look at His mercy. If He wanted to send everybody to Jahannam, if He just wanted to punish, then why must He have such throngs of angels seeking forgiveness for those who have believed? يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. O Allah, and they say, O my Rabb, O our Rabb, Your rahmat and Your knowledge encompasses everything. Your rahmat and Your knowledge. So what must you do? فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. So O Allah, forgive those who repent. Forgive those who repent. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. And they follow Your path. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ, and save them from the azab of Jahannam. Now imagine the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are appointed to pray, to make dua for those people who are repenting. That means they are human beings. They have believed in Allah ta'ala. They have believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are not obstinate. They do not want to continue with their life of sins. They are ashamed of the sinful life that they have led. They are expressing remorse and regret. They want to get out from the adultery and from the fornication and from the discos and from the rave clubs and from all the haram that they are indulging in. They also want to get out of it. They are ashamed of what they are doing. Therefore they are making tawbah. They are repenting. So the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who are on the arsh, this man is making tawbah on the farsh, on the ground, and those angels are praying for him on the arsh, that, oh Allah, these people who are making tawbah on the ground, forgive them. And they are following the path of Allah ta'ala. And save them from the azab of Jahannam. So if it was not the will and the wish and the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save everybody from the azab of Jahannam, then why must he have these angels praying for us? So it's only those people who are obstinate, they are arrogant. Pride has enveloped their hearts. They don't want to understand that whatever they have with them, it is a bounty of Allah ta'ala. If they have good health, they have wealth, it is a bounty of Allah ta'ala. So they should not disobey that very Allah who has given them those bounties. And they continue with their life of sin. They are persistent. They just don't want to understand. And they will find justification for their sins whichever way they can. They will quote Quranic verses to justify sins. They will quote hadiths to justify sins. They will quote incidents in the lives of people of the past and present to justify sins. Now this is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not tolerate. And a Muslim especially, because for the kuffar, for the disbelievers, it is jannat. They have to enjoy themselves somewhere for the good deeds that they do. So Allah ta'ala has given them this world as jannat. There's no restriction. For which disbeliever is there a restriction that this is halal, this is haram? And even for those who are believers in the books of the past, they say that Jesus Christ died for our sins. So now you can't tell them also to restrain themselves from any sin. So it's only the Muslim for whom Allah ta'ala has placed restrictions. And that too so that he may enjoy the bounties of this world and the akhirah. Only those things have been prohibited. Many times I have mentioned this, that only those things Allah ta'ala has prohibited, which is harmful and injurious to the person's own life, individual life. It is harmful and injurious to his family members, or it is harmful and injurious to the society, to the nation, then only those things Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. That shows how much of mercy of Allah Ta'ala is in the prohibition of those things. Which person, unless of course he has got no iman, or has got no haya and shame and modesty left, or he has thrown away his morals, otherwise which Muslim person would like that somebody commits adultery with his sister, with his mother, with his aunt, with his grandmother, with his own daughter? Will anyone like it? So if Allah Ta'ala has prohibited that, don't cast lustful glances and evil glances at those who are haram to look at, then isn't that a great mercy of Allah Ta'ala? That if every Muslim has to obey that, then finish, everybody's daughter is protected, everybody's mother is protected, everybody's sister is protected. So in the same way, when it comes to alcohol, when it comes to gambling, is it beneficial to the community, to the society? Yes, it can be beneficial to the government because they get a lot of taxes. But when it comes to the individual, the family members, the society, it is harmful. So we must believe that whatever Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have declared as haram and forbidden, then there's nothing but goodness in it for us. So when we are going to restrain ourselves from those things, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward us in return with His wilayat, with His friendship, with taqwa, and then He will open the doors of all good for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. May he remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the entire ummah and entire mankind. And inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives health, life and another opportunity, then we will continue. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.